I want you to talk more about Lupe and, you know, how she figures in this family business with their intricate communication system.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy story. It's definitely different, and it's deeper than any other typical Cholo sort of movie. And so Lupe is the cousin of David, the main tax collector, right?
Right.
So she's a part of the business. Like, he doesn't touch the money. That's her thing. She swoops in like a little ninja and does what she does. And it's really cool because it's also really, like, beautiful how the family dynamic is involved. You know what I mean? Like, you have George Lopez as Uncle Louie, you have Bobby as David, and then you have me as Lupe, and, like, we're all family and we're all a part of this organization. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind
yeah.
of like, oh, keep it in the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody works together.
It's to leave things open to, like, people's interpretations. You know what I mean? Like, and that's really smart because that keeps us guessing and that keeps us wanting more. And it keeps us, like, intrigued and, you know, keeps us on the hook.
Yeah, it does. It keeps you engaged because, you know, even the relationship with Bone and with David and, you know, how they had to squash the static, but business was business and things happen. And, you know,
yeah.
how Bone comes out and helps him when he needs it. But let's go.
That's the biggest thing for me, especially right now, because there's been some heat between black and brown. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's the thing that I want people to take away from this movie. Like, black and brown unity is powerful. And black and brown unity is possible.
It is. I mean, that whole scene, you know, where Bone is like, listen, this is, he refers to him as the light, as the candle. And, you know, it kind of makes you look more at David of, you know, what does he see in David that everyone else doesn't?
And the Black Lives Matter movement against police brutality supports Latinos because we deal with it as well. You know what I mean? And then when we had the marches of the kids in cages, when it first happened, I saw plenty of black people there. You know what I mean? Like, so we can't attack, like, especially right now with the Emmy nomination. There was one headline that was like, oh, Latinx people get ignored when black people get so much love. And it's like, why do you have to pin us against each other? Like, that's what the white man does. They want to pin us against each other, but that's not it. Like, it's the white man and the people at the table that make the decisions on who gets nominated and not. And then they want to pin us against each other. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not that. Like, I'm proud of all the black nominees and almost all of those shows I watch. Like, Insecure is one of my favorite shows. I'm so proud of that show.
I love it.
So it's like, we got to stop blaming each other for the crumbs that the white people, like, leave on the table for us to take. You know what I mean? Like, we got to fight for respect.
Exactly. And we can't fall, like, we can't fall for that division because, like,
exactly.
as a Puerto Rican woman, that's, you know, a story about this great.
Yeah, that's something that she did mention, like, when we were rehearsing. Like, she's like, I want people to expect one thing, but end up walking away thinking about something else.
Well, tell him that he still got me thinking. And I know, you know, you worked with him. I think it was in Bright.
Yeah. We worked together early 2017 in Bright. And he actually connected me with my acting coach and with my sensei, and then, like, flash forward a year and a couple months, and that's when he was doing the tax collector. And actually, the character was kind of written for me.
Okay.
He still had me audition because David's that guy that's like, you ain't special. but I was the only one that auditioned for my part. And then we jumped into rehearsal, and it was just a script that, again, like, also the script is a little different from what the final version was.
Oh.
But it's just, again, it's about family, and it's about more than just, like, oh, this is a gang movie. Like, it's more than that, you know what I mean? When you think of Training Day, it's more than that, you know? And End of Watch, it's about love, and it's about these relationships, whether it's husband-wife or best friends or whatever, like, it's all about these relationships and these bonds, and that's what really, really drew me to the project.
I'm glad it did because, you know, I was reading it, and I was, like, kind of on the fence oh, do I want to see and review? Because, you know, right away I think, okay, my chingona is not going to go for something that's going to make the people look bad. So let me just see what's here. No, you think about that.
Man, yo, well, that's crazy. But, you know, like, I really like that, the relationship Bobby and Shia had. You know what I mean? Like, of course, I like, one of my dream roles is to play, like, a serial killer or, like, somebody that has, like, a split personality. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
So I want to be killing one day. You know what I mean? But no, I think, like, it wouldn't have been what it is without Bobby and Shia specifically. Like, Shia just did his thing, and their relationship is beautiful. They're best friends to this day. You know what I mean? Like, and that's something that's really unique to, and beautiful to see. But, yeah, like, again, like, we are, like, especially, like, depending where you grew up, we all grew up with a white wolf in the hood. Like, so I don't get why people are such an up in arms about, like, oh, you're having this white boy play a Latino. Like, first off, nobody ever said he was a Latino. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know that I had that white boy that talked like me and dressed like, you know what I mean? Like, all the other guys that I knew. Shit, I even dressed like a boy when I was younger. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We had that. So it's like, why? And that's the thing, that we didn't even have to have that conversation, like, in the room. Like, we all knew what it was.
Yeah.
To rehearsals. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's why, like, I think if we would have had to be like, hey, Creeper, you're a white boy, bro, like, in order to, like, calm everybody down, then it would have been more of a problem.
I think it would have taken away.
He got the respect from not being called out of being a white boy years ago. You know what I mean? Like, and that's where Creeper is at this point in time.
Yeah, because they look like they're friends, best friends in real life, because that's what comes out in the film. These are friends. Yeah. I got your back. I got mine. If I die, you survive. And, you know, just with the intensity that Shia, you know, performed this character, like, you're waiting, like, you could see that he's this cool cat, but, you know, that volcano could erupt, and there goes the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, I just really, really put it out there.
I said, David, the G.
The G?
Right. No. Right.
That's what, and I think people don't realize that, you know, he grew up in South Central, so he is going to tell the tales the way an insider would. And I think that's what people are missing. And, you know, we're getting so color coordinated here and trying to put everybody in boxes of, like, what you should be and what you shouldn't be. At the end of the day, it's called acting for a reason.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell the viewers from iwatchmike.com? Like, what?
Just how important it is to support brown talent and brown project. Again, this was an indie film. There was no big budget behind it. Like, yeah, we had David Ayer, but that's because he put his, like, this was his a passion project for him. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, it's important to go out and watch this movie the first weekend it drops. You know what I mean? And to continue talking about it, because right now with the controversy, the Emmy's not really nominating any Latinx talent. It's like, we are out there. You just choose not to value our talent. And again, the audience helps us seem valuable to the studios. So, you know what I mean? Like, if you're tired of seeing the same stuff and you want to see more diversity, like, it's about supporting diversity.
Yeah, you want the stores open in your neighborhood, shop in your neighborhood, don't shop online, and keep the money in your community. But, like,
it was so, so super dope.
I love it. Because, you know, even that gun, it was just like, that's it. It's the magic there. You know, it showed to me, it was like, we as women, we were like the keepers of the family, the keepers of the throne, so to speak. And this is what you need to defend yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
But yeah, that was my actual, like, my favorite scene. And then I've also known Bobby for 10 years, so it's been amazing to work with him and to see him become this leading man. And, you know, the fact that he carried the movie, and, like, it was beautiful. I'm just so proud of him.
Yeah, he carried this with this really intensity that was just, like, balanced by love. So, you know, you're looking to see what his next move is going to be, like, what is he doing, and you really care for these characters. You find yourself caring for these characters because these are real people. And
thanks for watching. Do you know what I mean? And also because, again, some people do have that little, like, I don't know if I want to watch this Cholo movie again. You know what I mean? But, like, when people actually watch, like, they'll have a different opinion about it than they think.
Yeah, and it's if you're following a favorite actor or actress, you know, we as an audience and even us as writers, because that's what changed my mind. I'm like, Chelsea's not going to be involved in nonsense. And I think we need to give our people the chance to really keep on the screen, on the big screen, on the little screen,
yeah.
And don't dismiss the movie for like, I'll watch it later, because this is definitely yeah. not your Cholo gang movie, by no means.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, my dear, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see what you got for us next.
Oh, girl, you're gonna love it. The next thing that I'm in is there's an article. Well, it's for the New York Times. It's about the women's right to vote, the 19th Amendment.
Okay.
And there's a play that they ended up having us like film at home because of COVID, but it's dropping on August 18th, which I believe is the anniversary of the 19th Amendment. But it's showing all these powerful, strong women of color that actually were big women for the movement that nobody talked about. Everybody talks about like Susan B. Anthony or like white chicks, you know what I mean? Like, but there's a Latina who I play, Jovita Hidad, that's a Mexican American from Texas, you know what I mean? Like a Mexicana that was an activist and a journalist and was such a badass. And I was so honored to like be able to give her a voice in 2020, and that people need to talk about her, and people need to talk about not just the white women of the suffrage movement, but all the women, you know what I mean? Specifically the women of color.
Yeah. So this is...
That's going to be on New York Times. I think it's going to be on YouTube, on their YouTube page on August 18th.
Oh, well, I'm going to check it out. Keep doing it, girl. And you're still my favorite Chingon. I don't care what anybody says. When you win your Oscar, I'm going to be in TV. Yeah, there goes my Chingona. You're going to be doing it. You will be doing it. So thank you so much, Chelsea. I will be talking to you soon. And have a great, great day, my dear.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye.